The World Is Still Next Door by Kate Bramley. Produced by Bad Apple Theatre. Day 3.
Another beautiful day in lockdown, Mole. A perfect day for starting new travels. Shame we don't know anyone with a travel business, eh?
We've still got this business, Gina. It's just the drought of passengers that's the problem.
They'll be back.
Do you think so?
I hope so.
Do you miss Kenya?
Always.
I mean, somehow more now that we're not allowed to travel. Like Watamu and the forest park.
But I don't have to see it to know that it's still there.
Yeah, but what if you could go there? Just for the day. Like some sort of magic.
Then it would be a blessed journey. This will end, you know, Mo. This time will not last forever.
I know.
Are you all right, Mo?
Me? Good. Great, even. Just... I have to go, Gina. Max is ready and we're heading over to the allotment.
Oh, you're early today.
Ah, well, you know, lots to see. I mean, lots to do. I'll call you later.
Okay, Mo. Have a great day and be careful out there.
I will. I mean, we're only going to the allotment, right? What's the worst that can happen? See you, Gina.
See you. Bye.
Bye then. Bye.
Mind your backs, kids. I'm hopeful for an all-time personal best this morning. The whole loop without having to lie down in despair. I should ask the Amazon man for a lift. Look, there he goes again. Oh no, it's Amazon for me, and I'm not in. I'll have to channel me inner Usain Bolt. I'm sure he must be in here somewhere.
We've got a picnic. We're going to see the elephants.
Well, save some cream buns for me.
They don't like cream buns, silly.
All the more for me then.
Come on, Mummy, or we'll be late.
Late for what, Max?
You'll see. Come on. Keep up, Mum, and make sure you stay on the path.
What path? It's hard going, Maxie, when you're mummy-sized. There's all these vines and creepers and branches to clamber through. Oh, the colour of the flowers. God, and the height of the trees. It's like they've been here for millennia. Oh, this is certainly not your average lockdown day at the allotment. Finally, I can see your feet, Maxie. Now what?
Just wriggle through, Mummy. Hurry up.
Oh, just wriggle through, he says. There's a beetle down here the size of a teacup. And who knows what else. All right. Oh. Max, stand back. I'm coming through. Ow. Ow. Ow.
Mummy, be quiet. Inside voices, please.
Hilarious, Max. Do you know, you were... officially hilarious. But we're not inside. Mm-hmm. I don't think we're in the allotment anymore, Toto.
He's not called Toto, Mummy. He's called Tembo.
Tembo?
Like in your bedtime story. When you were a traveller. You said it starts...
Swahili. It's Swahili for elephant. Oh my word. There are elephants.
You lost your helper. Asleep again.
He's too big to carry now.
He's dead to the world.
I thought I'd let him sleep in the shade. He went a long way today. Means I'll get to finish clearing this patch anyway.
New beds are looking good.
Thanks, Fred. I've even spotted a few things growing in them.
Well, it's not rocket science, is it? Dig it over, chuck them in. With weather like this, you'd have to be an idiot not to grow something.
Fred, do you know anything about this patch? I mean, who had it before me?
Oh, I stood empty for a while. Well, you can see that by the clip of it. You've done well to clear as much as you have.
But no one's ever said there were anything odd about it.
What do you mean, odd?
Well, just odd. A bit strange.
You mean like when it's dead still of a morning and you pass by that old shed at the back there, and it sounds like you can hear a different world waking up on the other side of that thicket?
Exactly. Exactly that sort of strange.
No, never heard out like that round here. That would just be plain daft, wouldn't it?
Aye, Fred. It certainly would.
Yeah, I've got some spare beans would go in there. I'll leave them out for you.
Oh, thanks, Fred.
Let's get on. Weeds won't uproot themselves.
See you later, then. Hey, have a good... Andy's gone. And I'm talking to myself again. Just a normal allotment day, son. You fast asleep under the tree. A bit of breeze rustling the leaves and the unmistakable call of elephants. And the whole world waiting for us, just next door. And no one I could tell would ever believe it. Sweet dreams, Max. Sweet dreams.
The World Is Still Next Door by Kate Bramley. Produced by Bad Apple Theatre.